This is your host, Andy Alleman. I'm the founder of Casa Noon Beauty and WeWe Studio. On the show each week, you're going to get no gatekeeping strategies to build your brand, weekly smart ideas to help you spend more time out of office, and conversations with kind, caring creatives making an impact and life-changing money. We are rewriting the rules of business by blending intuitive flow with proven strategies. Welcome to The Unschool. Hello, hello. It's Andy. Welcome back to The Unschool. I am recording this Q&A episode from London, getting ready to take off on the Mallorca, Spain retreat. Very much looking forward to being there with some of the members of our community. I arrived here in London about a week ago for a personal holiday, and it's been one of the most relaxing experiences ever, not because I've been at the spa or just lounging. We've actually been doing a lot of touristy things and sightseeing and cafe hopping, but it's been relaxing because while I've been traveling, my business has generated about $2,200 in passive revenue each day over this last week. And this passive revenue means that every single thing is automated. So I can be bopping around from cafe to palace to museum, and I know that the systems and structures in my business are working to drive money into the company. For me, automated passive revenue complements the other income in my business. So when I look at the breakdown of the business, here's a couple of the things that we have on our revenue lines. So we have client retainers, and I say we because I want to be fully transparent. My company is myself plus my director of operations and marketing, Samantha. And then we have a sales and marketing assistant. Her name is Sam. And we have a virtual assistant as well. We have someone we also work with that helps us with the financial planning for the business. So that means we get support around our P&Ls. A P&L is a profit and loss statement. So we can look at our revenue versus our expenses every month. They also help us with tax planning, et cetera. So when I look at the revenue breakdown in my business, we have client retainers, and those are typically corporate clients that I'm working with on a monthly basis. And those retainers typically last 6 to 12 months. So in those retainers, they're basically consulting retainers, and I'm working with them on high-level strategy for the executive teams and marketing specifically. So that's one line. Another line would be brand deals. So that's partnerships with companies like Google and Pinterest and Flowdesk and Later, for example. Then we have blog revenue. So when I built my blog, it's now 10 plus years in existence. I never considered that I could make revenue, that I could have money coming in from the blog. Today, we have that 10 years later from partnering with a company called Mediavine, which does ad placement on our blog. And I was able to be approved for Mediavine in about 2017. So 5 years into having my blog, it started in 2012. I had the amount of traffic that would allow me to be at a level where we could monetize the blog. And we make several thousand dollars a month on one of our better months from the blog revenue. I learned so much in the process of building a blog that could get to that level. I could probably do it much quicker now. I didn't even think about monetizing the blog when I started it in 2012 or 2013 or 2014. It didn't really occur to me until about 3 or 4 years in. I also have speaking gigs. That's something else that I get paid for. So basically what happens with this automated passive revenue is it means I am trading less time for money. So I can be here in London traveling with my sister, bopping from cafe to palace to museum, and I don't have to be in meetings or be in one-on-one sessions, for example. Passive revenue gives me more time spaciousness, meaning more time with my friends and family, and also the Smart Girls Mastermind membership crew. The Mastermind membership is the one place in my business right now where I am devoting the resource of my time. And that's because it's very much a done with you program where Samantha on my team, she and I are working directly with each member in the community to help them grow their business, specifically their content and offer strategy. So really, it took me 5 years to build a business that generates this type of income while I'm on a 3-week holiday slash retreat. Every second of the time that I put in was very, very worth it to be able to live this out-of-office lifestyle that I have today. And if you are just getting started, what's going to be so important at the beginning is that you have a really great understanding of the systems that you need to make this happen. So what sort of content systems and strategy you need, what sort of funnels you'll need. So funnels are basically the way that people move through your business from finding you out there somehow, somewhere, and then moving through the business until they reach a point where they decide to purchase. So it's basically from lead all the way through to sale. Those are the things you're going to have to get really, really right. And that is truly looking at marketing and operations and getting really good at both. Okay, so before I answer some of the Ask Me Anything questions from this past week for this episode, here is our smart idea of the week. This is our no gatekeeping strategy that will help you improve your content. This strategy is basically going to help you to stop making boring announcement posts on your social and become a master storyteller. There is so much power in storytelling. Our vulnerability, our realness, and our relatability creates deep connection and resonance. What we know is resonance leads to relationships, and relationships lead to sales. If you want to stand out from the noise and you have done your client avatar work, that identity architecture work, and you have this really good understanding of who your perfect people are, the next step is to get your story arcs really, really right. Story arcs remind us that there's a living, breathing person behind every product, every brand, every social account. When we use social media as a place to just make announcements, the people who are receiving those announcements, their eyes are just glazing over. So you want to be thinking about attraction versus announcements. So here's the story arcs. This is the smart idea. And I want you to consider these arcs and see which ones you might want to implement into your business. The first one is the rags to riches story, basically sharing your path from humble beginnings to successful entrepreneur or creative. The second one is being afraid to fearless. So show how overcoming your fears and getting out of your comfort zone leads to big wins in your business. Third, despair to joy. So highlight that transition from being in really tough times to finding magical happiness. Next is unwell to healthy. So show that before and after. Before, you were feeling really vibrant and well. And the before would be, of course, when you might have been experiencing some health struggles. The next one is beginner to master. We all start somewhere. So show us how you went from being a novice to becoming an expert. Loner to leader. If you were at the beginning of your business, very solo, and now you have this really great community, show us how you went from solitude or even sort of those outcast vibes to becoming someone who is inspiring and helping others. So there's a couple more. You can go find those on the social posts that I shared about this idea of the story arcs. I'll link it in the show notes. But if you can think about trying out the story arc that works for you and start incorporating that into your content, it can help you to get a much better result in the way that you're using social, because people will just feel the connection with you because they want to know who that living, breathing person is behind the social. It's so much better than simply making those announcement style posts. Okay, so I picked a couple of these AMA questions from the Smart Girls Don't Gatekeep broadcast channel. A couple of questions that have come up several times that I felt would be helpful to answer in this episode. If you are not already a member of the broadcast channel, it's free. It's over on Instagram. I've got the link for that in the show notes too. So here's the first one. What are your best tips for brainstorming identity architecture? And if you need a little reminder of what the identity architecture is, this is basically where you get really, really good at calling out exactly who your people are. And when you have this down, you don't have to worry so much about what your niche is, because in your identity architecture, there may be multiple things that your people are really interested in, and you actually become way more real and relatable when you're acknowledging that there are a variety of things that your people are interested in. So like in my world, for example, we use the identity architecture of no gatekeeping smart girls or out of office entrepreneurs. And what we know is that in our identity architecture, there are quite a few categories of interests, high-level interests that our people have. Human design, manifestation, travel certainly is one. AI and using it for efficiency hacks within business for entrepreneurs and creatives is another. So if I only talked about one of those things, I wouldn't be fully rounding out who I am or who my people are and the way that I use social and the way that I market. So here's something I'd love for you to think about. This is a mini version of an exercise that we've been doing in the Smart Girls Mastermind membership. Now listen, the ladies inside the Smart Girls Mastermind membership have been working on this for minimally a month, some of them longer than that. And I'm going to give you just a quick exercise that you can do in 20 minutes. So if you don't get it right away, don't think that you need to be completely having this big aha of, okay, I finally have nailed this. It's going to take time. So here's what I want you to start with. Spend 20 minutes really getting to know your target audience and coming up with some sort of name for your identity. So for example, no gatekeeping smart girls. Then use these AI prompts that I'm about to share with you to analyze your target audience and get more information to really get that avatar dialed in. Okay, I'm going to read you a prompt. If you are listening to this episode, like in the car or on a walk, you may want to come back to this piece and grab this prompt and plug it into your ChatGPT. I also dropped this in the Smart Girls Don't Gatekeep channel, so you can go grab it there. Okay, so here it goes. As a industry role, so you're going to insert your industry role here. I want to find my specific target audience. Identify three groups for my business. Consider details like age, interest, and traits that match my products and services. My products and services are X. So list them out here. And then the prompt continues. Explore the challenges and difficulties that my target audience, now name them again here, is currently facing in their personal or professional lives. What issues are they dealing with? And then imagine the good things that can happen for my target audience when they overcome these challenges. What positive changes or accomplishments can they achieve? Okay, so that's really like three prompts in one. So you may want to break it up a little bit and then ask ChatGPT to go deeper with each section. So really we're looking at considering the demographics and then the challenges and then the positive outcomes when they overcome the challenges. So that's a nice place to start. Now, remember, when you're trying to think of this name for your people, remember the best names are memorable, relatable. They capture the essence of who your people are. It's a nice touch to try words that are opposites or even unexpected combinations. And mostly you just want to play around, experiment, and have fun. So I hope that helps you to do a little bit of brainstorming on your identity architecture. Okay, the next question that I would love to answer here, how many emails in a sequence after my audience takes a free masterclass. Okay, so I want to just, before we even get into the email sequence, this is operating under the assumption that you are offering a free masterclass to your audience with the intention of making a sale on the other side of it. You can do this without it being a masterclass. So this could also be a playbook or an ebook or a digital download of some sort that's like a checklist or a quiz, for example. And this particular question, the person who asked it is clearly creating a masterclass, very similar to what I have done with my free masterclass, How to Launch, which points to the Unschool. It helps to onboard new students into the Unschool. So here's the email sequence that I recommend. And let me just say this first, all it really takes is three or so, sometimes less, depending on how much nurturing you're doing in other ways. However, I really like this particular sequence, and it's what I'm teaching right now inside the mastermind, so I want to share it with you. So email one is the welcome plus the community lead magnet. They're going to get that as soon as they sign up. That community lead magnet is the masterclass in this example. Email two is the pitch of the signature offer. They're going to get this one day after they've signed up and taken the masterclass. I recommend in a masterclass, for example, that you include a discount code. So you also do a reminder of the discount code. So for example, in my world, this would be, okay, you've taken the masterclass, the free class, How to Launch. Now here's the details on the Unschool and the discount code to join. They've already heard about the Unschool because I talk about it in the masterclass. So it's not brand new information. Email three is your number one piece of advice. This would go about 2 days after the email before. So just some really good advice that would help someone who's taken this masterclass to take things to the next level. These don't need to be long emails. People's attention spans are not super long. So this is just a quick value drop. Email four. Now we're going to assume at this point, if they've received the masterclass and they've received the pitch on the signature program, if they have not yet bought, this is when they would get this email four. If they bought after emails one, two, or three, in my system, we have them set up to come off this list at this point. We don't want to keep selling if they've made a buying decision. So this email four is, okay, they haven't purchased anything, but they're still on your list. This would be an introduction of your low ticket offer. So this is several days later. They haven't purchased anything. Maybe that thing that they were considering was a little bit higher price than they want to spend right now, or they'd like to be introduced to your work at a lower priced offer first. This is where you would introduce that. For me, that's going to be where I would introduce the AI playbook, for example, or my Instagram to Income Starter Kit. So this is kind of like a level two. You could certainly stop after email three, but if you want to continue to nurture and create offer opportunities, that's what's happening in that email four. Email five is your best free stuff. Why do we want to do this? Because it provides high value. It shows people that you have really good free stuff. Okay, amazing. Now, what would it look like if someone came into your paid stuff? And then email six, if you want to include this, would be social proof or testimonials. And this would go like 4 or 5 days after the email before. We don't want people getting all of these emails in a week. This is like several weeks worth of emails. So social proof is going to be stories, testimonials from people who have been in your programs. So that is my sequence. I hope that you find that helpful. Okay, final question for today. And this happens to all of us. My launch tanked. I had one sale. So what do I do next? Do I just set it to evergreen? Okay, what I don't want you to do is after a launch tanked, just turn it to evergreen and think all of a sudden maybe more sales will come in future. Before you do anything else, you need to do an audit of your work. Typically, we have missed one of these things if your launch tanked or you only had one sale. Number one, you had a miss on your audience, or you just don't have clarity on your audience. So I would ask yourself this, have you done the identity architecture work to ensure that you're speaking to your perfect people? That's going to be really important. You may have a following that's been growing, but if they aren't the right people and you're not clear on how the resonance between you works, they're not going to see you as someone they want to buy from. Two, are you growing and engaging that audience? The way you do that is through this community lead magnet. So if you don't have that, it may be hard to draw people into your world. And if you have a content plan that's offering high value, and then you have some sort of community lead magnet, you're going to have engaged people hanging out that will likely be ready for more. So I would check that. And if you're feeling like, I'm really struggling to get my content plan down, that's going to be very important to focus on before your launch. Launching to an audience that's not interested is incredibly challenging to actually make sales. So a couple things to consider about your content. Have you audited and repeated your highest performing posts to stay consistent and in attraction mode? You do not need to have 100 different post ideas. You just need to have a solid 3, 4, 5 post ideas that are attracting people and getting results. And if you can get those in rotation, then you've got an opportunity to grow an engaged audience, send them to that lead magnet, and then potentially make sales. Next thing I would check, is your messaging magnetic? Are you using regular words in interesting ways? I love that regular words in interesting ways. That's actually from the girls at Fonzie. They are a marketing company. Here's what starts to happen. We begin to use jargon in our communication. And so our people completely tune out. We use words they've heard a million times. So use regular words in interesting ways. Be real in your communication. Are you explaining what the transformational experience would be on the other side of coming into your launch? So if your launch is a course, for example, is it clear what the outcome will be for the person on the other side of taking that course? So if you're saying things like you'll be empowered, or you'll feel clarity, or you'll feel soul fulfilled, we're not being super clear on what that means. What type of clarity? What type of empowerment? What type of soul filling are we doing? What does that exactly mean? People have heard those words a lot. And so most of the time, they're not coming in going, hey, what I'm looking for is to have a more fulfilled soul, or what I'm looking for is more empowerment. There's something else to it. Is it, for example, in the word empowerment, I want to be more confident in my dating relationships. I want to be more confident when I go for an interview. I want to go into social settings and be able to be quite magnetic and make new friends. Those are all ways of feeling empowered. I want to get up and get dressed in the morning in a way that I feel really beautiful in my skin. Those are all ways of empowering, but they all are very, very different things. So be really clear on what your thing is. And then the next thing I would check is your promo in alignment to your energetics? And you know the way to do that is through human design. So did you use your human design to create a sales plan that feels good for you? If you're feeling overwhelmed and burnt out and uncomfortable in how you're promoting your launch, it is not going to land well. We can feel it when people don't feel good about how they're messaging, how they're promoing, how they're talking about their launch. So really think about that too. I hope this has been helpful. We do these Ask Me Anythings inside of the broadcast channel just about every week. So come on over, drop in and ask a question. When we do them, they're usually on the weekends unless I have some sort of travels or something going on, and then I find another way to make it happen if it isn't on the weekend. Thank you so much for being here for this episode. If it's been helpful to you, I would love to hear about it. You can, of course, post on social, tell me what you loved about this episode. And if you've never left us a review is so helpful. Drop down onto the app that you're listening to this show on and leave a review I love to see them. I've told you this before. I'll tell you again. We truly celebrate every single review that comes through. We have a very small team working on this show. If you're interested in applying for our Smart Girls Mastermind membership, we go so much deeper into all of the topics that we talked about on the show today. The link is in the show notes. Of course, you can also grab that free masterclass for the Unschool. It's all there for you in the show notes. I'll see you again next week. Thank you for being here. Until then.